We've learned a great deal. Last time we talked, it was just basically using information from previous coronaviruses, other coronaviruses, and extrapolating that to the novel coronavirus. But now we really have a lot of experimental data to support a lot of the different measures and features that have been implemented since then. And so we really do know a lot more about the virus biology, how it spreads, and how it causes disease. Also, I just want to caveat that science is an always evolving process. We learn more and more about SARS coronavirus 2 and COVID-19 every day. So while I've given you the best information I have available today, we may learn that something I said might be false. And that's not because I was lying to you. It's because, we just learned more and we didn't know yesterday what we know today, and we don't know today what we'll know tomorrow.